Now, today is the meeting, the regular monthly meeting of Listowel Municipal District, and one of the motions is being raised by Councillor Tom Barry of Sinn Féin. He says that the Listowel Garda District needs more Gardaí, that there aren't enough. I spoke to him earlier.
It was following the recent announcement again in February last month, where we got two new Garda recruits into the county, and one for Tralee and one for Killarney. And once again, Listowel has been overlooked, in my opinion. If you look at the figures, the last time that Listowel District got any new recruits was in 2020. We got three in 2020. We were supposed to get one in 23, but then that recruit ended up going to Killarney. So if you look, compare Listowel to Killarney and Tralee, since 2020, we've had three. Killarney have had 15, and Tralee have had 14. Now, I do accept, obviously, that Killarney and Tralee are bigger areas, but we have a huge district to cover out here as well, Trasa, all the way from Tarbert back to Kerryhead, Ballyhaig. So, I mean, for example, if there was an incident in Ballyhaig and you needed a Garda car to come from Listowel, it could take 25 to 30 minutes to get there. It would actually be closer for the Garda car to come from Tralee. But I just feel like, look, there's an increase in growth, population growth, very obvious one. And we're not getting the recruitments coming into this county to match that. Definitely not to our area here in Listowel. We have 45 Garda in Listowel, an average of 45 Garda to cover the whole area. And to me, I don't feel that that's sufficient.
But you made the point yourself there, Tom. Tralee and Killarney have much larger populations. The population of Tralee Town alone, never mind the district, the Garda district that would encompass it, is around 26,000. And in Killarney Town, again, Killarney Town alone, not taking in the district, is over 14,000. That increases in the summer. And Listowel Town, and I know obviously Listowel district covers, Garda district covers a huge hinterland, but the population is under 5,000. So when you're looking at numbers like that, there's a huge, huge difference in population size. And obviously then Tralee and Killarney, I should say, it would only be appropriate that they would have larger Garda numbers.
Yeah, and look, I'm not trying to make it a competition between Listowel and Tralee and Killarney, but the bottom line is that the recruitment figures aren't there to match the growth in population. And I mean, one of our biggest issues here in Listowel is that we don't have a community Garda. And I mean, the work that community Gardas do can never be overstated. I mean, Killarney have one, Tralee have one, but we don't have anyone here. And the bottom line is that the only way you're going to give people, you know, that sense of comfort or, you know, is by having boots on the street and by having Garda on patrol. And I can assure you, Trasa, it's a long time since I've seen any Garda patrolling in the streets in Listowel or any other area of the district here for that matter. So I think, you know, there is definitely an issue with recruitment. I think if you ask people to be honest, and I'm not trying to portray my district or any part of the county as being dangerous or anything like that. Obviously, we're very lucky. We have a lovely county to live in. But if you were being honest and you ask people, do they feel any safer today than they did, we say, 5 or even 10 or even 5 years ago, they would say that they don't. That's very obvious to me when you see the amount of people getting in, you know, their CCTV cameras into residential homes, and you have the double cameras. So, like I said, you can't beat, you know, that Garda present, and for people to see that Garda present on the streets. And it's very obvious that there's a lack of that here in the store.
But as you were saying, my understanding was back in 2023, there was around 52 Gardaí in the Listowel Garda district. And again, when you look at how much smaller the population of the Listowel area is compared to Tralee and Killarney, that doesn't sound disproportionate.
Well, to me, it does, Trasa, because if you take into account, so the figures that I have are 45, okay, and even if you brought it up to 50, you take into account that the area they have to cover, as I said, then you divide those into ships, into their ships, then some of those Gardaí will be in clerical duties in the station. You also have taken into account holidays, sick leave and retirements. I definitely don't think that the recruitment is keeping up with the retirements within my area back here anyway, certainly. And I mean, when you have a situation where you have one Garda here based in Tarbert, and he has to cover the Tarbert area, the Moyvan, Knockanore area, as well as the Ballinocker area. I mean, no one can tell me that's acceptable. So, I mean, it's quite clearly that we don't have enough numbers, and it's quite clear, I think, for any member of the public who would agree, that you just certainly don't see the Garda presence on the streets.
So the geographical area also has to be factored in, you'd be arguing?
Well, definitely. I think certainly rural parts of the county are suffering compared to the large cities. I think the Dublin Rights, I think, focus an awful lot of minds, I think, from Garda headquarters and government. There was a huge emphasis on increasing the recruitment. But an awful lot of them are gone into the cities and gone into, you know. So I think it's the rural areas are suffering. And look, as I said earlier, I don't want to portray Kerry as a dangerous place to live. But the bottom line is that people, you know, we need to have a Garda. If you're in trouble tomorrow morning, the first person you ring is a Garda. And I suppose I can't, you know, state how important a community Garda would be to us here in Listowel. Because when you consider the amount of work that they do within the community with community groups and within schools, you know, and that connectivity that they have with the public in general, I mean, that's a huge loss to us. So I just think, look, that we definitely need more into the county. I think it was celebrated that I had ministers, you know, welcoming the two into the county. We all welcome two. We need more than two into County Kerry. We're the fifth biggest county in the country. So, I mean, we need to have our fair share of Garda on the streets as well, you know, in my opinion.
You mentioned there about people installing their own private CCTV. What's the situation with public CCTV in Listowel at the moment?
Well, it's something that I've been campaigning for a long time. Trasse was still waiting on us. The Gardaí are very supportive of it here in Listowel. They have agreed to take charge of the monitoring office, which obviously we're waiting for GDPR to be sorted out. I think it's a huge and a vital weapon. You know, for communities, it's proved successful everywhere else. It's proved successful in Tralee, Killoughlin. I think Killoughlin in the process of rolling it out. So, I mean, it's vital. I mean, any support that we can give the Gardaí, I think it's vital here in Listowel. We're basically the gateway into Limerick from here. I mean, we're just out the road from Tarbert. So I think, hopefully, look, it's something that I've been looking for a long time and campaigning for a long time, and I know that the Gardaí have been in contact, are working with the council here in Listowel, the local authority in Listowel, in terms of trying to get a road out into Listowel. So hopefully we'll get there.
And Tom, before we wrap up, could I ask you about the community text alert system that's been in operation now quite a number of years? Obviously very important for people when they want to get a message out, or the guards want to get a message out to people and alert them to situations. How's that going? How is that working in the Listowel Garda District?
It's going well to see something, say something, which is something that we rolled out a couple of years ago now. It was actually piloted in Tralee, believe it or not, it was the very first town in Ireland. It was in Tralee in 2011. It's proved very successful, and in fact, there's going to be new signage put up around the town in the zone in the next couple of weeks again, advertising this bigger signage. I think it's vital. The Gardaí assure me that it is being used. It's an anonymous text alert system. So if you see an issue, you just text Listowel 50555 and you just give a description of the issue and the Garda will respond. I think it's vital because obviously every text that goes in, you know, it's recorded. And the more texts that people are sending in, then the more issues are reported. Obviously, the Garda can react, but it's also going to strengthen our position when it comes to, you know, looking for the rollout of the CCTV for the town as well. So I feel it's working well. But at the end of the day, Trasse, I think you would agree, you can't beat boots in the street. You can't beat that Garda presence on the street. And I think that's certainly what we need more of.
And finally, what would you hope results from today's motion at Listowel that you're putting forward at Listowel Municipal District for Listowel MD for Listowel councillors?
Well, I would be hoping, I'm quite sure I get the support of my fellow councillors. I would be hoping that the next batch of recruitments that are coming out of Temple North, that are the new Garda recruits, that Listowel will be seriously considered this time. I think the figures do not speak for themselves. Three since 2020, to me, that's not acceptable. And I just think, look, as I said, there's a very, very obvious lack of Gardaí on the streets of Ottawa and just in the Listowel district in general. And I think, look, we deserve to get more Gardaí on the street. We need to get our resources up, and it gives people that bit of comfort. So hopefully, I'm hopeful that, you know, my motion today will be supported, and that the minister will listen, and hopefully the Gardaí headquarters will listen, and the next time that recruits are coming into Kerry, that Listowel will get their fair share.
And that's Sinn Féin councillor Tom Barry, who says North Kerry, the Listowel Garda district, needs more Gardaí.